Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Should the state be paying private nursing homes more to keep their doors open? Well, that's the question I posed at the very top of the programme. Your texts are coming in to 51551. In relation to private nursing homes, says a listener, what happens to our health system or the HSE if there's not enough private nursing homes to take in residents? Will our acute system collapse? Asks that listener. And one more, they're not paying private nursing homes properly compared to public nursing homes. They definitely need to increase the fair deal, says one listener. And we're going to turn to that story now because Nursing Homes Ireland is to hold an emergency meeting of its members in Kilkenny this week after the representative body slammed a new government support scheme as wholly inadequate and completely removed from the reality of the huge hike in home care costs. Under the scheme announced by Minister for Mental Health and Older People, Mary Butler, nursing homes will be able to claim up to €31,500 to offset this year's increased energy costs. But with 16 facilities already shut down this year, the government is being warned the new supports will do little to prevent further closures. Later, I'll be speaking with the Minister, Mary Butler. But first, Drive Time's John Cook joins me from Castle Turvin Nursing Home in Athenry in County Galway, where unfortunately, John, things were very quiet there today.
Eerily quiet, Cormac, because it was actually this time last year that I first visited Castle Turvin House, a purpose-built 58-bed nursing home developed in the grounds of an old country house near Athenry, but built only 21 years ago by Carmel Killeen and her family. And when I visited last year, we were reporting on the lifting of COVID visiting restrictions as some lovely residents and staff spoke to me about the importance of staying connected to their families and community. But sadly for them, the closure of this nursing home was announced in September due to rising and unsustainable costs, according to the manager, director Clodagh Killeen, who took over the managing director, Clodagh Killeen, also a nurse. She took over the running of the business from her mother, but told me they were devastated to have to shut down as we walked today through empty rooms and quiet corridors, discussing the factors to lead to what she described as devastating and a heartbreaking decision.
Like, I suppose it's a mix of all, you know, you're looking at inflationary cost measures, and I suppose you're thinking, well, look, this is a temporary thing, we can knuckle down and get through it. But you can't cut where it comes to caring for residents. You know, you also have the cost of staffing and recruitment is huge. Like, to recruit a nurse now costs between €7,000 and €9,000. And that's just to start with. And that's just your nurse. That's not including your rest of your staffing. Like, costs of everything have just gone up. And the cost of regulation and the burden of regulation means that you have no other option but to fund capital works or else face breaching regulations. And, you know, if you do that, you may have to go and look for a loan, increased interest rates. It's just not sustainable on the current level of funding.
98%, I think you said, of your residents would have been publicly funded residents through the National Treatment Purchase Fund, the government's Fair Deal scheme that we hear about. That seems to be your big issue.
Yeah, look, I think nursing homes like ours have been critically underfunded throughout the years. I mean, this is nothing new, and the reports have shown over the last 7 to 8 years that this is ongoing. It's just hit a wall now this time because of inflationary measures on top of it. But really, I mean, like, a nursing home like ours receives 65% less funding for, you know, caring for the same residents to the same standard and meeting the same regulations just simply because we're private or voluntary owned.
65% less than a publicly funded or a publicly run elderly care facility.
Yes, yeah, 65% less than that would be on average. Some would be 100% less.
The nursing homes talk about a disparity in funding between them and other nursing homes in different parts of the country or even in the same area.
So for our state funded residents, we would receive €940 a week, which would be one of the lowest nursing home rates in the country. You know, and that's just including your nursing 24-hour nursing care, bed, board, laundry and basic aids and appliances. That doesn't include any other costs that you incur as a nursing home or any of your capital costs.
You mentioned 1,100 as a figure that some other nursing homes might get. Did you ask for that before you closed? Did you get to say to anybody in the health service, we think we won't be able to stay open, can we get more funding? Or what kind of negotiations take place?
Well, we did discuss with the National Treatment Purchase Fund, but, you know, it's if we look at the last 2 years and our previous contract from that, the increments are so small. You're talking about €15 a year per person per week, you know, which is really, it's not enough to meet all the costs demanding. And, I mean, it's an incredibly stressful process that you're really forced to take whatever fee that you are given. And it's just something that we weren't willing to do.
And that's Clodagh Killeen there. What about the impact of her nursing home closing down for residents and staff, John?
Well, almost all of the staff have now moved on, Cormac, as they're putting the final touches, I suppose, to closing down the operation, which had been here for 21 years. Out of 52 staff employed there in the past 2 years, Clodagh told me that 42 of them have actually left the healthcare sector for jobs in completely different sectors altogether due to pay and working conditions, she said. It gave me an insight, I suppose, into this staffing crisis that they talk about so much as being a factor here as well. I inquired for the well-being of many of the residents I had met previously in Castle Turvan today because I had great memories of chatting to some of them last year. I was told that most had moved on to other care facilities around Galway City or County. Some went to other counties, but that was to be located close to other family members. But HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, has warned of the knock-on effects of nursing home closures like this and 15 others this year across the country on residents in terms of their access to family and visitors, social activities, their contact with their family GP or their preferred pharmacy and other services. And it's something that Clodagh Killeen was all too aware of because her 98-year-old granny was a resident in Castle Turvan, which also gives a real sense of what a family environment these smaller, locally owned facilities are like, Cormac. It's something I was aware of from meeting 89-year-old Michael Collins from Mona Bay in County Galway and his family in Castle Turvan last year. He's now had to leave this nursing home to a larger nursing home facility further away from family, as I found out from speaking to his daughter Eileen and his wife of 60 years Peggy today. She said Castle Turvan was where she used to spend her day with him. It was like home from home, and I asked how she felt when its closure was confirmed last month.
Absolutely devastated, and so was Michael. Now, I was no good at organising another nursing home. So the three girls had to get together and go from A to B to C. And
a lot of upheaval. Has that been difficult on you and Michael now?
I would say now that he's in the other nursing home, he's finding it more difficult because he still misses Castle Turvan.
And it was close to home. You're going to drive to him to see him today now, but that's more of a distance.
It would be a longer distance than Castle Turvan.
You're going to drive about how long?
40 minutes, and then it's 40 minutes back home. The inconvenience of it, of course it's hard. And the fact that we're apart, you know, the pressure of having to go and see him. He's not at home sitting in his own chair, you know. But the other hand, it's life. We're at the end of our journey now. So what do we look forward to?
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully being close together or spending as much time together as
possible. Yes,
that would have been easier close to home. I see what you're saying.
Of course it would.
Being in a bigger nursing home further away from home, it's not what you'd hoped for Michael. No. When you see these nursing homes closing down, smaller family-run nursing homes, how do you feel about it?
I feel sorry for the families and I feel sorry for the residents that are in those nursing homes because it does set them back.
And that's Peggy Collins on her way to visit her husband Michael at his new nursing home. The government, John, had pledged to keep, or to help at least, keep smaller nursing homes open. But I think it's fair to say that the new scheme isn't going down very, very well with the sector, is it?
Oh, definitely not, Cormac. Nursing Homes Ireland says that after long negotiations with government departments, the Department of Health and the ministers involved, they say these negotiations have ended in bitter disappointment because what has manifested here is a scheme completely, they say, removed from the reality of the hikes of running residential care facilities like the nursing home I've been in today. Clodagh Colleen, as you heard earlier on, she had a Fair Deal rate most recently, a weekly rate of €925 per resident. You heard her mention the need for up to 1,100, but in her negotiations with the National Treatment Purchase Fund, looking for maybe up to €175 higher, she got €15 higher. Regarding yesterday's temporary inflation payment scheme announcement, nursing homes can offset up to 75% of the increased cost of their energy bills. Clodagh showed me a bill from last July and August 21, €3,897 for electricity. It rose to €7,737 this year. So she said, yes, helping with energy costs would be welcomed by some nursing homes, but it would have done nothing to prevent the closure of hers.
For us as a smaller nursing home, we probably wouldn't have reached that cap. I think the 5,250 maybe. You know, but for a larger nursing home, their cost may have gone up by 10,000, and that's not covered under the scheme, so they're losing out, you know.
And 31,000 would have been the maximum then in that time from July to December of this year. It's a help, as you said, but it wouldn't have influenced your decision.
No, absolutely not, and it won't. You know, there will be other nursing homes to close, unfortunately. You know, and there really needs to be attention drawn to the fact that these nursing homes are a really, really valued part of for older people and for our communities, you know, and that there is a great loss to them. It's not just, you know, survival of the fittest. They can close and that's fine because they couldn't manage. Really, what you're talking about is a model of care that really is unique and very, very important to older people in their communities.
The government will point to hundreds of million in funding and support since COVID, as well as this temporary inflation payment scheme, or TIPS, as you said, this energy grant that was announced this week. It's still not enough, you're saying? There will be more closures?
Oh, there will be. I mean, the current TAP scheme just covers really agency fees, and that's limited as well and capped. There are nursing homes still reeling from COVID, and basically the staffing, just recruiting and everything has gone up because it's harder to find the people.
So it's down to the Fair Deal funding. It's down to what you were saying influenced your decision. Too late for Castletirvan, but what would you say to the government for others?
It is too late for us, but I really hope it's not too late for other smaller independent providers and family-run businesses, and also that it's not too late for older people in our communities.
Well, let's see. That's Clodagh Colleen, Managing Director of the now closed Castletirvan House Nursing Home, ending John Cook's report from Athenry in County Galway. And we'll be discussing these issues further with Minister of State for Older People, Mary Butler, after five. If you have a comment or a question for that conversation, 51551.